Day 97.
"Hey,"
Hurley said, bending down.
"What's this?"
Hurley was a brawny striker who acted dumber than he was. It let him win at cards. He had two children, girls both under the age of 5, but was seeing one of the women guards on the side. Hurley secretly wished he could have been a carpenter like his father. He also would have been horrified if he'd realized how much Shai knew about him. He held up the sheet of paper he'd found on the ground. The blood sealer had just left. It was the morning of the 96th day of Shai's captivity in the room, and she'd decided to put the plan into motion. She had to get out. The Emperor's seal was not yet finished. Almost. One more night's work, and she'd have it. Her plan required one more night of waiting anyway.
"Weed fingers must have dropped it," Yill said, walking over.
She was the other guard in the room this morning. "What is it?" Shai asked from the desk.
"Letter,"
Hurley said with a grunt. Both guards fell silent as they read. Palace strikers were all literate. It was required of any Imperial civil servant of at least the second read. Shai sat quietly, tense, sipping a cup of lemon tea and forcing herself to breathe calmly. She made herself relax, even though relaxing was the last thing she wanted to do. Shai knew the letter's contents by heart. She'd written it, after all, then had dropped it covertly behind the blood sealer as he'd rushed out moments ago. "Brother," the letter read, "I have almost completed my task here, and the wealth I have earned will rival even that of Azalek after his work in the southern provinces. The captive I secure is hardly worth the effort, but who am I to question the reasoning of people paying me far too much money? I will return to you shortly. I am proud to say that my other mission here has been a success. I have identified several capable warriors, and have gathered sufficient samples from them. Hair, fingernails, and a few personal effects that will not be missed. I feel confident that we will have our personal guards very soon." It went on, the writing covering both the front and the back, so that it didn't look suspicious. Shai had padded it with a lot of talk about the palace, including things that others would assume that Shai didn't know, but that the blood sealer would. Shai worried that the letter was too overt. Would the guards find it to be an obvious forgery?
"That Kunu Kam," Yill whispered, using a native word of theirs. It roughly translated as a man who had an anus for a mouth. "That imperial Kunu Kam." Apparently they believed it really was from him. Subtlety could be lost on soldiers.
"Can I see it?" Shai asked. Hurley held it out to her.
"Is he saying what I think?" the guard asked. "He's been gathering things from us?"
"It might not mean the strikers," Shai said after reading the letter. "He doesn't say."
"Why would he want hair?" Yill asked. "And fingernails?"
"They can do things with pieces of you,"
Hurley said, then cursed again.
"You see what he does each day on the door with Shai's blood."
"I don't know if he could do much with hair or fingernails," Shai said skeptically. "This is just bravado. Blood needs to be fresh, not more than a day old, for it to work in his stamps. He's bragging to his brother."
"He shouldn't be doing things like that," Hurley said.
"I wouldn't worry about it," Shai said.
The other two shared looks. In a few minutes, the guard change occurred. Hurley and Yill left, muttering to one another, the letter shoved in Hurley's pocket. They weren't likely to hurt the blood sealer badly. Threaten him, yes. The blood sealer was known to frequent tea houses in the area each evening. Almost, she felt sorry for the man. She had deduced that when he got news from home, he was quick and punctual to her door.
He sometimes looked excited. When he didn't get news, he drank. This morning he had looked sad. No news in a while, then. What happened to him tonight would not make his day any better. Yes, Shai almost felt sorry for him, but then she remembered the seal on the door and the bandage she'd tied on her arm after he'd drawn blood today. As soon as the guard change was accomplished, Shai took a deep breath, then dug back into her work. Tonight she would finish.